Why is it life gives us problems? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you Thought for Today. Why is it life brings us problems? Would you like to check that bowl out, Rex? Mm-hmm. Life brings us problems because of one thing. Life brings us problems because, Ingeborg? Because
I create some problems.
Life gives us problems because you get tense about it. You get nervous about it. You get upset about it. You get irritated about it. And then you make yourself totally incapacitated, unable to be relaxed and be the master. Now, what's the first thing that people say when people have problems? Just a minute. Relax. Calm down. Now tell me what's happened. Relax. Calm down. Tell me what's in your heart. Relax. Relax. You know, and whoever it is we're talking to, our doctor or our friend or whoever, they say, I cannot talk to you when you're all upset like this. You know, just relax now, be peace. And then, as soon as they get us relaxed, as soon as they get us balanced, then the problem isn't that big anymore. The problem that seemed to be so overwhelming was not so overwhelming. But you see, we make ourselves overwhelmed by our irritation and by our non-relaxed condition. When we are not relaxed, we are just all in a bubble. You know, we're all in a turmoil. We're all upset. Now, when you go to the dentist, and the dentist is going to drill, and he's going to drill, and he's going to... You say, oh my goodness sakes, I don't want that. And so then you go to the dentist, and the dentist says, okay, now we have several possibilities. We can give you Novocaine, but you'll still be awake while it's happening. We can give you sleeping gas. That'll put you asleep, and you won't know what's going on. You'll be totally relaxed. Or I can just hypnotize you and say to you, you're now just living in heaven and paradise, and you're just having fun sitting here in the doctor's office, and your mouth is open, and I'm working on it, and everything is in perfect order, and no problem. Which would you like to have?
That one.
Well, self-hypnosis does the same thing. No. If we can relax ourselves, the word hypnotism has taken on sort of an unhappy meaning because stage hypnotists and stuff like that and Spinelli and, you know, people doing terrible things to you. But really, it's us ourselves. Now, we shouldn't throw out the baby with the bathwater. If the bathwater is dirty, throw it out, but keep the baby. You know?
Yes.
And you know where that came from, don't you? As strange as it may seem, Daddy took the bath first, then the kids took a bath, then Mama took a bath, and then the baby took a bath.
Aww.
And sometimes the baby was the last one in there, which he should have been the first, really.
Of course.
But the baby was the last one in there, and the baby got lost in the dirty water. Terrible thing, isn't it? But that's where it came from. That's where it really came from. Don't throw out the baby with bathwater.
Uh-huh.
Now, you and I are intelligent people. We have the ability to know how to use our thought, our mind, our attitudes, and we know how to relax. And we could go to the dentist, and we could, on the way to the dentist or before, we say, I am relaxed. I am peace. I am relaxed. I am so at peace, so relaxed. My body is relaxed. Now I'm going to go to the dentist, and he's going to do whatever he's going to do, and I won't feel a thing. I am so relaxed. It'll be just the most gentle, loving thing. I won't have any sensation. I will only have the sensation of peace and happiness and love and good like that, and everything will work out perfect. Now, if you said that and really meant it.
It works.
It works. Mm-hmm. And Ellen says she has tried it and it works.
Yes.
And it does. And you go in there, go for it, dentist, you know. And the dentist says, my God, most people come in here, they're kind of uptight, but you're just relaxed, you know. What did you take before you came in here? You have a bottle of whiskey or something? And you say, no, I had a bottle of relaxation. What kind of bottle is that? Mental relaxation.
Yes.
And I just took this mental relaxation and I said, peace, 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 peace. And then it works. The dentist does what he does, and you do not feel unhappy about it. You just feel totally peaceful, totally relaxed. Now, I'm reading this book by Dr. Bates on seeing without glasses, and he says that he was an older man. He was in his 60s, I believe, and he'd been teaching the Bates system of glasses all for many years, and then his own eyes were in great need too. And he thought, this is silly. Here I'm teaching this system and I'm not even getting my own eyes in order. So he worked on getting his own eyes in order. He worked on his system and it didn't work for him. It didn't work because he knew too much. He was too smart. So he went to the ophthalmologists and checked with them, and they said, nope, you're at that age now, you're presbyopia, and you're hardening of the lenses, that's just the way it is, you know, that's age. Presbyopia means old eyes, you know, and so it's just age. And he said, I won't accept that. So he went to another doctor, and this doctor, the medical doctor of types, and he said, I want to have my eyes work properly. And the doctor says, well, let me talk to my colleagues about it. So he called him back in about a month, and he said, well, I've talked to my colleagues, and we have said there is only one doctor in all the world that can help you. And he said, who's that? Dr. Bates. That's me. That's right, that's you. Only you can help you. Now, practice what you're teaching. Mm-hmm. Practice it for yourself and believe it. And don't think that just because you're a doctor teaching this that it has to work for you too. If it works for everybody else and not for you, that's okay. But it just know that if it works for everybody else, it's going to work for you too, you know, and not to worry about it. And so then the doctor took another look at himself and he says, okay, I don't have to prove anything to anybody but myself. And even I don't have to prove it to myself. So he tried his program. And he tried his program, which was a refraction thing. And it works on one principle. Ingeborg, what's the principle it works on?
I like me.
What's the principle?
All is in the... I'm relaxed.
I'm relaxed, thank you. I'm relaxed. It works on the principle, I'm relaxed. Of course I like me. Of course, you know, all the other things, but I am relaxed. And so, he trained himself to relax. To relax. And to get out of his stuffiness of knowing so much, and knowing all the ways, and just relax. And so he relaxed, and he relaxed. And then, when he relaxed, it took him a year to relax, if you can imagine that. Because he was training himself a year, because he was letting go of so many of the old habits that said this had to be this way, and that's that way, and this way. You see, the less you know, the better. So then, meanwhile, he was having patients coming in, and sometimes it took 15 minutes for the patients to give up glasses that they had been wearing for 20 years.
Wow.
15 minutes, because they just took another attitude. They relaxed. And others, it took an hour. And some, it took a little longer. But none of them a year like it took him. See, he knew too much. Mm-hmm. And so he took understanding from his patients, and he realized, hey, it can be done. It can be done. And so after a year and a half, or a year and a quarter, something like that, he stopped wearing glasses. He stopped. His distant sight was excellent. His near sight was excellent. He was fantastic. And if he's alive, no, I'm sure he's gone, but if he were alive today, he'd probably still be perfect too. Mm-hmm. But he said, there is no reason why a person who is 10, 20, 50, 80, 90 years of age can't do this. Because he said, I have had patients who were and did. Patients in their 80s and 90s who wanted to see without glasses just for something to do. You know, they were retired and they thought that'd be just kind of fun to play with that game. And they did. And they did. They played at the game and they saw without glasses. Now, it is a program that works beautiful. Now, it's a matter of relaxation. Now, we've gotten you another disc, which is reading without glasses. And it is a disc. And in it, it teaches you to watch your eyes, to learn to cross your eyes, to learn to uncross. Well, now, what's it doing? It's teaching you to relax. Mm-hmm. It's teaching you to look at your children who crossed their eyes as youngsters. They were smart because they were training their eyes to do all sorts of things, go out and in and out and in. And, you know, if the teachers had the wisdom in seeing it and saying, okay, class, we're all going to do that. Now, everybody look at the tip of your nose. And, of course, that's crossing your eyes. Now, everybody, see how big your peripheral vision is. How big your peripheral vision is. Look to the side. Now take your hands and keep moving your hands back further, 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 and until you can't see them anymore. And then you got an idea. Now are you 180 degrees or are you a little better than 180? Well, most of us are 180. But 180 is straight out on the sides. Okay? Just let your eyes look over there. Just let your eyes look over there. We're so used to looking straight ahead or in a very tunnel vision type of thing, we haven't let our eyes relax. Now, how do you relax? You swing your legs back and forth, your other leg back and forth, you swing your arms around and see, what a silly thing to do. No, it isn't. If you think that what you're doing is you're exercising your body, you are not. You are exercising your mind, training yourself to relax. Because after you stop your little bit of exercising, you know, you let go like that. And that's the big part of relaxation, that the more we learn how to go, you know, and let out that big sigh, the more we relax. Now, you try it. You try it. Take a book, and if you wear glasses, don't put them on, and look at the book, and just cross your eyes and start reading the book. Cross your eyes and read the book. Yeah, try it. Mm-hmm. And you will be surprised how, after a little bit, you begin focusing in on the letters. Because you're relaxed, because you're crossing your eyes, say, stupid, you know, and putting your eyes out of peripheral vision, stupid. Well, no, it isn't. What it is, it's making yourself completely relaxed. And when you're relaxed, then you can read comfortably and easily. And not only that, you can read the super tiny print, and you can read the normal print, and you can read the big old print, of course. But one of the things that Dr. Bates emphasized, which is not always emphasized, and that is, printer's ink is a black ink. Black printer's ink is black. And if you can think of all the letters with black ink on them, then that's great. Then that's great. Now, Apple and a few other places have been working with shaded back letters. And so here you're trying to read all these letters, these shaded back letters. Why they don't have a nice big black bold? But the thing is, you wouldn't look at it. But you think there's something hidden there. And so you're looking at those shaded letters, those gray letters. And as you look at those gray letters, you read them perfectly, because you think there's something secret there. You think there's something, you know, that you should, and there is some good stuff there. And so I'm reading that. Even on here, it comes up with that shaded letters sometimes. And I can read it crystal clear. And here, what size type is this here that this stuff is written in on my iPhone?
Probably 8.
No, more like 5.
Oh.
5 point. But it's lighted type.
Yeah.
And it is sharp and crystal clear.
Very sharp.
And as you look at it, you read it. Now, why is it the type in books isn't like that? Why? Because it's not backlighted. And you see, you can buy books for your iPhone and read it on your iPhone. And you take it along with you, you know. And you can have whole books. And you read page after page after page, and it's beautiful. And then you can also press a little button on your iPhone, and it'll talk the book.
Well, that's better.
You put it onto your incoming email, and there's a code there. It says, do you want it to be a talking book?
Oh, yeah.
And it'll talk. And it has maybe about a dozen or better different voices that you can hear it in. Girls' voices, maybe 6 girls and 6 guys. And I like Alex's voice. His voice is clear, crisp, interesting, and sort of charming. And then Ralph's voice there, and then Madeline and other girls' voices. But the girls' voices, and then little kids' voices they have on there, too. Now, who'd want to listen to a little kid's voice? Ay, 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 you know, and it didn't charm me. But the thing, we have such magic around us. Such magic that is encouraging us to do things. Now, here I have this little Olympus recorder. It's just no bigger than 1.25 by 3 inches, you know, and maybe about 1/2 inch thick. And there's a little screen here, which is maybe about 1/2 inch by 1 inch, and on that screen is little type. And not only little type, little numbers. And it says 17, 54, 55, 56, and it has a bigger 01, which is the number, and then it has a little SP telling that it is standard performance, and then it shows a little block up there, which has all these three black squares in it, which tells how much battery is left. And then down below, it has a little blinking thing that tells how much I'm talking. I'm looking at this little tiny thing here, you know. And then it says, digital voice recorder, WS, WS320M. At first, the 320 didn't want to come in. But now, the Olympus is maybe about 8 point. And the digital voice recorder is maybe about 4 point. And the WS320M, its name, is maybe 3 point. Really small. And then another 3 point is the DSP, D-I-S-P, period. And then the menu, A and B. And you press things, the volume, and the erase, and then the folder index. My goodness sake, who would ever think that I could read that little tiny type, you know, and I'm and the volume, and on the back, see that tiny type there in the back? Yeah, see that?
That's very tiny.
That's very tiny. Now, I will give it a try. Olympus Imaging Corporation. Batteria. Oh, yeah, it goes on into different languages here. Made in China. Now, isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what we can do if we don't try. I wasn't forcing myself to read that. I was just reading it. And it says to me that take those reading glasses and put them away. Mm-hmm. Take those contact lenses, put them away. You don't need them. And take the other things and just let your eyes relax and you'll read perfectly. The tensions of the world are because we have let ourselves get out of balance. And as we get back in balance, then we get back into the thinking of I like me. We get back into thinking that all is right with our world, and we can read, and we can hear well, and all sorts of things. Now, I complained about my hearing occasionally, and people will sometimes talk very quietly around me, and that's okay. But when I want to hear anything, I hear it. When I want to know something, I know it. But if somebody is talking very tiny around me, I think to myself, who cares? It's not for me. Because if they wanted to talk to me, they'd talk to me. And I would hear them perfectly, beautifully. And so whenever that happens, I just release it and let it go and don't give it another thought. And it's just wonderful. So let this be a call for all of us to recognize that whenever an irritation comes, all it is doing, the irritation is keeping us from reading, it's keeping us from hearing, it's keeping us from seeing, it's keeping us from being happy. I say today, from my life, all irritation, all frustration, all anxiety is banned. And I'm the Pope, and I ban it. I ban it from my life, I ban it from my experience, I ban it from all. And I proceed with unconditional love under all circumstances. And there are no unhappy times, there are only happy times, and I proceed with unconditional love wherein everything is in divine order, and I am the happiest guy in the world. Join me and know that I love you eternally.
I love you.
I love you.